Turning our attention now to the ASX. Here's Matt Burney and Bulls and Bears with the latest public company views and interviews.
Welcome to Bulls and Bears, where we break down the latest ASX announcements from public companies that are doing interesting things. Today's Bulls and Bears report is brought to you by Pursuit Minerals, ASX code PUR. I'm Matt Burney, and I'm joined now by the Chief Executive Officer of Pursuit Minerals, Mark Freeman. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Matt.
Pursuit Minerals is a gold and nickel exploration company that has been active in Scandinavia over the years, but in recent times, with the global COVID-19 pandemic restricting travel, Pursuit has looked to its own backyard and begun putting together a raft of strategic project areas in WA's fertile Yilgarn Craton. The company secured the Gladiator Gold Project near Laverton last year, and it has now been busy expanding its land holding at the Warrior Project north of Perth in the same terrain that hosts Chalice Mining's transformational Julimar Nickel Platinum discovery. Mark, how much tenure do you hold in that region and where is it exactly?
We've secured 648 square kilometres of leases, and that's spread over five leases. That starts around 20 kilometres north of Chalice in Julimar and heads through to Woburn.
Okay, and what makes you think the ground is mineralised? What are your indicators or early indicators?
We know the Wheat Belt has Gonneville, it's got Tampia, it's got Badgerbutt, and of course we've got Tier 1 Boddington Gold Mine, but that's it. This is a very large area and where are all the others? So our position is, with respect to East Kalingari Project, we've had quite a bit of drilling over that area, and we've had some pretty substantial results with respect to nickel coming through at 398 ppm, 73 parts per billion platinum palladium, and 176 ppm copper, as well as chrome. And they're all really exhilarating with respect to the presence of them being an indication of mafic and ultramafic rocks with the potential to be resource boom.
Okay, so that region generally has become one of Australia's hottest exploration addresses this year. Who are some of your neighbours out there? Let's have a bit of a roll call.
We've got Chalice, and Chalice is sitting with a 1.2 billion market cap. It's quite a substantial player, but there's also quite a significant number of other groups. Liontown have a market cap of about 500 million. We've got Devex. Devex sits immediately adjacent West Kalingari prospect, and they've got a market cap of about 70 mil. Caspin and Mandrake around the 30 mil mark.
And what are you looking for when you pick up ground out there?
So the company is focused on looking for EM anomalies along with soil geochem results that have indications of nickel, copper, platinum, palladium, and potentially chrome. And those five commodities give you a pretty good indication of the presence of mafic and ultramafic rocks with the potential to be resource bearing. So that's what we focused on with respect to our latest acquisition.
And I see at last look, you've got about 2.4 million in the bank. So if there is something out there, I suspect that you'll be able to get onto it with that. Mark Freeman from Pursuit Minerals, thanks very much for joining me on 6PR today. And remember, Bulls and Bears is only here to give you information, not advice, which you should of course seek independently. I'm Matt Burney. Thanks for listening to Bulls and Bears.
For more public company CEO interviews, go to the money page at 6pr.com.au and click the public companies tab.